I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. The week is almost over. Put a smile on your face. Tomorrow's Friday, baby. I'm excited. How excited? That excited. Before we get back to the calls and what you're grateful for and everything, I want to do a couple things, couple emails, and I want to get to this. This is from justthenews.com, but the headline, it makes me laugh. As the U.S. debt soars toward $50 trillion, House GOP lacks a clear plan to cut the deficit as shutdown looms. Well, okay, let's have it on a stock. Nobody wants to cut the deficit. Nobody does. Not Republicans, not Democrats. Both parties are completely despicable in that they blow all of our money and then some, and they do so knowing that a horrific debt crisis is coming. Remember, this is the thing. Look, we can argue, you, me, maybe we would disagree about something like tax rates. And I bet you could make great arguments for what you think tax rates should be. And I could make probably great arguments for what tax rates should be. Mine would obviously be a lot better than Chris's, but you know what it would be. We can make arguments about that. The debt crisis, that there's going to be a debt crisis, it's not an opinion. It is a mathematical certainty. It's dollars and cents. It's math. It's not all, it can't be argued. And yet both parties will pass trillion-dollar bill after trillion-dollar bill after trillion-dollar bill and print trillions in unbacked currency and reckless abandon for both parties. And there's no stomach to cut anything because nobody in the Democrat Party or the Republican Party has the balls to go to the American people and tell them the money's gone. Sorry, we have to make cuts. All these people are cowardly losers, and every one of them, all they love to do is try to hand you things that we borrow money for. Elect me, and I'll get you this, and I'll get you that, and we'll send money here, and we'll send money there, we'll build you a new airport. Here, you can have money for this. I remember like it was yesterday when the Republicans were in charge. We shut down the country for COVID while Republicans were in charge. And I remember almost every single Republican, almost everyone, bragging about passing trillion-dollar bills that had, what was it, $1,500 stimmy checks for people. That's money that was printed and borrowed, unbacked, that would have to be paid back and contribute to the debt crisis. And Republicans stood up and said, look at us. Stimmy checks for everyone. Yeah. Republicans lack a clear plan. Nobody has a clear plan. As we've talked about before, nobody wants to be the one to clean up after the party. Everybody wants to go to the party and have a blast. And oh my gosh, champagne and caviar and music. And woo, it's so fun. Nobody wants to stop the music and say, sorry, everyone. It is getting late. Got to go home. I've got to do a lot of mopping and clean up here because the party made quite a mess. Nobody wants to do that. And because nobody wants to do it now, the party keeps going later and later and later. And the mess keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And so when cleanup finally comes, it's going to be a disaster. And you know what it really comes down to? Courage. None of them have it. This is why I don't love politicians the way you do. None of them. None of them have actual guts. No, not even that one you're thinking of. Well, my guy does. No, he doesn't. None of them have guts. None of them actually lead. They follow. They lick their finger and they stick it in the air. Well, the American people don't want me to do this, so I won't do that. Nobody steps up and says, this is where we must go. I know it's unpopular, but that's where we must go to save the country. None of them do it. Drives me friggin' nuts. All right, I'm done. I'm done. I'm calm down now. Jeremiah, New Jersey, go.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse? I'm grateful for my wife and I welcomed our first child in October. And,
nice.
Which is over the moon. And just wondering if you had a great recipe for a grilled cheese.
Oh, I do actually have a great grilled cheese recipe. And I will tell you this. You think you're over the moon about your child now? You just had a new baby? I'm still over the moon about my kids. It doesn't go away. It doesn't go away. Just every time I see them, I smile and we talk and we give each other crap and we laugh. It doesn't go away as they get older and start to smell. It never goes away. They're friggin' wonderful. All right, you ready for a quick grilled cheese recipe? And then we'll get back to these calls and everything else and politics and things like that. Here's what I do. I take two pieces of bread, all right? I take some butter. I drop the butter in the hot pan. I put a piece of bread down into the butter. Then a nice thick slice of authentic Velveeta. You put that Velveeta on, put the other piece of bread on, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. On the flip, you have to cover it because the Velveeta sometimes has a hard time melting. So on the flip, drop a cap on the frying pan. By the time you pull it off, it's a buttery, cheesy, big, just ball of white trash goodness. Gosh, I'm starving now. That's the ultimate grilled cheese sandwich. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. All right? All right. Joe, Queens, go.
I grew up in the Bronx, and I'm looking across the street, and two schoolgirls are getting mugged. But the three thieves don't realize there's nine guys coming down the block, and I'm watching this. Now the thieves see them, and they start running, and they run into the bus. Now the nine guys surround the bus, and the bus driver won't let them on the bus, but he shut the door. Now the nine Goombas are surrounding the bus. They're shaking the New York City bus out in the street, and one of the Goombas screams out, "Hey, Obama's giving out $100 bills down the block." The bus driver opened the door. Three thieves come out. Now, later in the day, the media is talking to the bus driver, and the woman reporter, she's like a chicken head, she goes to the bus driver, "Do you know who Steve from Manhattan is?"
That was so well done. He did it. I knew it was him, and the story was so good. I just let him roll with it. It was great. 877-377-4373. The Metro Nashville Police Department. Seven officers placed on administrative leave. The crackdown has come in Nashville. What is the horrible crime these officers committed? Well, they released part of the, or they were accused. Apparently, they aren't the ones even who did it. They released part of the Tranny Killer's manifesto. You see, what the officers did was they committed blasphemy against America's religion. Here in the U.S. of gay, all LGBTQ activism, including the slaughter of Christians, all of it, well, that's part of our nation's religion now. And if you're in a police department like Nashville or the FBI or something like that, you understand it's part of your job to protect these people at all costs. Protect them from their evil Christians and things like that. All right. We have more. Are they really putting a kill switch in our vehicles? Oh, for sure they are. We have that. Emails. I'll get to more of these calls. 877-377-4373. Speaking of somebody watching us, they are. Why do you think you're having a conversation with your buddy about a new basketball, and the second you pull up your phone, there's an advertisement for a new basketball? Because they're listening. your data, your information is money and power, and everybody wants it. The government wants it. Companies want it. Start putting your devices in a silent bag, SLNT. It's a patented signal blocking bag for your phone, your smartphone, your laptop, whatever you have. Get it in a silent bag. That's where it needs to stay. Please hear me on this. The surveillance state is frightening, and the more you dig into it, the worse it is. SLNT.com/Jesse saves you 15% off these things. Great gifts, by the way, but make sure you personally have one. SLNT.com/Jesse. All right? We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I probably should have led things with this little warning here before I get back to these questions and calls, and I want to get to some emails. I had no idea we were in such trouble. Here it is.
Many scientists claim that the temperature of the Earth's atmosphere has been rising over the past 100 years, that the great sheets of pack ice in Antarctica are melting at a much more rapid rate than previously. Finally, that the sea level has been rising with increasing swiftness over the past 40 years. If these scientists are correct, about 25% of Florida would be flooded, along with low-lying areas all over the world. Climate changes could produce widespread disruption of agriculture. The American Farm Belt might be too dry, and the wheat and corn crops would have to move to Canada. Scientists blame the odorless, colorless carbon dioxide gas for these potentially dangerous changes around the planet. The scientists maintain that the coal, oil, and gas we've been burning for 100 years have produced more and more carbon dioxide and helped overheat the Earth.
That was from 1982. And don't you notice, it's always what you can't see, right? The ice caps you can't see, they're melting. And what's melting them? Well, it's carbon dioxide, which you can't see or smell or anything. So look, you're breathing it. Just trust us. It's melting, all right? Give us power. What kind of idiot believes these guys at this point in time? Dear junior high boy in a 6'8" man's body. Not only am I a redhead, I am also left-handed. I'm just wondering, would this qualify me for double disability benefits in Dictator Jesse's administration, since I'm apparently both mentally and physically impaired? Please keep dissing on us, and thanks for making me laugh every day. Please give a shout-out to my Idaho farmer, husband, and farmer son. They listen to you regularly. It's Sandy, Red, and Copperhead. Well, oh, all these are her nicknames: Sandy, Rusty, Red, and Copperhead. Sandy, listen. In the Republic of Jesse, we won't have redheads. All right. You're not going to qualify for any disability benefits because, well, I'm going to explain. I need to explain this actually in a more fair way, because I think maybe that was unfair. You know how I just got back from Ellis Island? We were doing a trip through New York City, and I was going through Ellis Island. Well, America was actually letting in 98% of the people who showed up for different reasons from all over the world. The only people we rejected were people with these incurable diseases, and we didn't want these diseases to spread, especially because that meant we were going to take care of these people. That's what you have with red hair. So we can't have that in the Republic of Jesse. All right. Hi, Jesse. You mentioned the Hamas leader's billions last night. Could those assets be seized like the Russian oligarchs were? Oh, of course, anything can be seized. Maybe one should ask why they haven't been. Jesse, could you talk about the fall? You know what? I'm going to save on that one. I want to do this really quickly. Thomas Massie tried to block a law that's about to go into effect in 2026. What's this law do? Well, every car after then is going to have a kill switch in it, meaning the government can just shut your vehicle down whenever they please. Don't worry, though. I'm sure the government that believes you're a domestic terrorist would never use that against you. Never, right? I'm sure the federal government that tried to have you fired for not taking an experimental vaccine, I'm sure they would never use that against you at all. Mike, Mississippi, go.
World famous Jesse Kelly Show. I tell you what, the most important thing I'm thankful for, of course, is Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. But way down the list is I'm in a red state that the Democrats just wasted $9 million trying to get them a governor here, which they are still squealing about that. The pigs are still squealing about that today. But anyway, another thing I'm grateful for, a small thing, is that I wear work boots, just like every real man should wear work boots. Because when I step in a mud hole, I don't lose my Mudo Boglies or Budo Moglies or whatever you're wearing today.
They're ASIC running shoes, ASICs. They're ASICs, Mike, and I own boots too, okay? I didn't know I was going to have to fight the elements on my way to... What, Chris? I didn't know I was going to have to... I mean, have you ever heard of... Have you ever... What is that book called? Oh, gosh, I'm going to have to look that up. Now. The Ice Explorer. Why am I misplacing... Shackleton. Ernest Shackleton? Shackleford? Chris, what is it? Shackleford? No, the Explorer. Not Rusty. What is it? What, Chris? Michael? Not Captain Ahab. It's not the book Moby Dick. You two are idiots. Shackleton, I'm almost positive that's his name. Go read the book about him fighting the frozen elements and surviving. That's essentially what I did after I stepped in that mud puddle today on the way to work. Now, before I continue on any further, I'm going to talk to you about something serious. My meat. Remember, buying meat from the grocery store is what dumb people do. Now that Good Ranchers is available for all of us, Good Ranchers delivers better quality meat to your front door. You get to subscribe to a meat box. Think of all the different lame subscriptions we have out there. At Good Ranchers, you go to goodranchers.com and you pick out a meat box and subscribe to it. They deliver your meat to you. And right now, Black Friday special, a free cut of meat. They have a few different options to choose from. Free cut of meat for a year. That's saving up to $500 with their Black Friday offer. You have to go to goodranchers.com, promo code Jesse. All right? Goodranchers.com, promo code Jesse. Go get my meat delivered to you. All right? After all, I've watched what happened.
I watched it before. I watched it as a kid. I watched it as a senator. I watched what happened. My community. It changed everything.
I shouldn't laugh because it really is awful. Nobody can remember, unless I'm mistaken, nobody can remember Joe Biden doing the weird volume yelling thing at weird times. No one can remember him doing that prior to, 2-3 years ago. Why? Because he's not of sound mind now. He doesn't understand how to say words. That's why he messes up sentences. He doesn't have the cognitive ability. And so he's trying to be emotional, right? And then create some kind of emotional response in people, trying to be inspiring, but it never comes off the right way. You see, it's always like that. It always comes off bad at inopportune times. And I, for one, think it's absolutely friggin' hilarious. All right. Did you hear this mayor in New Jersey? Well, the FBI was out there hunting down this January 6th guy. Again, former military officer woke up today to a SWAT team in New Jersey.
Minds certainly go to think the worst first, which rightfully so. Residents are concerned, have they found this individual? Is this individual looking to harm us?
Yeah. They sent out the TAC team again for another United States veteran who happened to be around the Capitol on January 6th. And 70 Republicans just tried to buy that organization a brand new $300 million headquarters. Man alive, we've got some work to do on our own party. All right, I'm going to churn and burn through these when I get back because that's what I do. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, this is a really ugly story, and I didn't even want to talk about it. I'm just going to hit on it just for a second, and then we're going to get back to these calls about what you're grateful for and everything else. 18-year-old girl in Nashville. I'm not even going to say her name out of respect for her family. She died. Got shot in the head. She got shot in the head by a man that had been released because the authorities ruled he was incompetent to stand trial. Beautiful 18-year-old girl dead, gone. I just want to remind everyone, these people really are evil. They are. They're not naive. They're not misguided. They turn these animals loose so they'll hurt good people. Please stop using language like soft on crime DAs and things like that. They're not soft on crime. They're pro-murder. They want people to be murdered. That's why they turn murderers loose. Stop treating Democrats like they're naive little puppies who will learn better as soon as they go to discipline school. They're not. They are animals. They're not naive puppies. All right? All right. Brody, Atlanta, go.
Hey, Hefe. So I'm grateful for the Giza Dream Sheets on my bed. You were talking about sleeping Swedish style yesterday. I sleep under the sheet. She sleeps under the comforter. That's how that works.
It's Scandinavian style, Brody. Oh, crap. Accidentally hung up on him. It's Scandinavian style, Brody. Elizabeth, Ohio, go.
Hello, Jesse. Me and my dad listen to you every day. He owns a small business, and he's a city council member here in Washington County and Ohio. During the election, we won every city seat that was contested. All of the judges in Washington County are now Republican or conservative judges. We picked up another city council seat, and the abortion was voted down over 1,000 votes. And so we didn't do too bad here.
No,
and,
you do.
I can't speak for the rest of Ohio, but we kicked commie ass on Tuesday.
That's what I'm talking about. Well done. Well freaking done, both of you. Mary, Colorado, go.
Yes, I'm grateful for living in Commie, Colorado, being an independent and having a modicum of freedom. And my question is, do you think the Republicans would actually be legislate differently or lead differently if they read the Anti-Communist Manifesto and understood that they're only useful to the system until they're not?
It's actually a good question. What would it help? Well, one, many of them are reading it, I should say. It's one thing, Mary, to understand what time it is. It's another thing to have the courage to act, right? Because when you think about it this way, if you're a Republican in the United States House of Representatives, one, that's a lofty, big shot position. You're making unbelievable money. Well, they make like 170 grand a year or something like that right now. So you got a great life for yourself. Even if you want what's best for the country, and many of them do, you don't necessarily want to upset the apple cart too much because you've got a really cherry gig as a congressman. What I'm saying is, look, you hand them the Anti-Communist Manifesto, by the time they're done reading it, they'll have a better understanding of what we're facing and how to combat it. That's the only reason I wrote the book. I'm never writing another one. So that's the, you want to read a book by me? That's the only one you get. That's the one I wanted to write. It's another thing to have the courage to fight it. And that's been your frustration, and it's certainly been my frustration. Either they act like they don't understand, or they'll speak as if they do understand, but then won't act on it. Look, you get these Republicans now. You're finally starting to get Republicans who will speak out loudly against the abuses of the various government agencies. I talk about the FBI, but my goodness, the IRS, all these agencies. And yet you ask them, like, we've got a funding fight coming. It's practically upon us here. You ask them, okay, well, you think the FBI is bad. You think the IRS is bad. Okay, defund it. Well, hang on a second. Let's not go too far. We don't want to be radical about the whole thing. They don't want to get uncomfortable. And this is the problem. Once you've allowed your institutions to all be taken over by vile communist scum, there's no comfortable way out of that. There's not. There's no comfortable way out. You're going to have to do things that are uncomfortable, that are loud, that make you hated. If your congressman or senator doesn't routinely have venom poured on them, they're useless losers. And there are many of them that way. Just kind of ho-hum. You never really know they're there. You never hear from them. They don't get any people screaming at them in elevators. Yeah, that's because they're not changing anything at all. Joaquin, Pennsylvania, go.
Yes, see, Kelly, of course I'm grateful for my wife of 42 years, Diane, my four children and my nine grandchildren, their significant others, you know, and extended family and friends. But I got to tell you, I'm not doing good. I'm pretty down. Personally, of course, I'm 64, and I'm at a position right now where, I mean, I've lived with a certain disability my whole life because I got shot deer hunting when I was 17 years old. But now my lower back, my hips and knees are getting so bad, and I don't know if I'm even going to make it through the wintertime anymore. So, you know, on that level, yes, I'm terrified because the only thing I have to retire on is Social Security, and I wouldn't be able to, unless I get disability, I wouldn't be able to have any benefits. So that's why I got to try and keep working. But I got to tell you the truth. I don't have a positive outlook on anything at all because though you say local, you know, the problem is that it's not going to help us when the petroleum industry has been completely collapsed and you can't get gasoline or it's over $10 a gallon or even higher than that. You know, when our electrical grid, when we don't have electricity and when all these things happen and if the monetary system collapses, which you're right. I mean, you're right on a lot of things. And so, unfortunately, a lot of these problems, of course, they can't be helped on local. And personally, yes, I wish I could leave Pennsylvania. But, of course, you know, we have so much family here. My wife doesn't want to leave our kids behind. And I don't even know if we can actually really do it right now. But, unfortunately, and here's where I disagree with you. Unfortunately, I see that we've lost so many things that day Roe versus Wade was overturned. I said to my wife, I said that was to stop the red tsunami. Because they were talking about that, and then all of a sudden I heard them say that, and I said, Diane, I said, they just put an end to the red tsunami.
I hear you. I understand, and we'll keep you in our prayers, Joaquin. And I understand what people say about abortion being unpopular, and that's true. Let's be clear about something. There are uncomfortable truths we have to accept. Being pro-life is unpopular right now. Americans love abortion. Look, there are other uncomfortable truths right now. The American people, they actually don't want cuts in spending. They don't. They say they will, but you point to any government program and they'll say, no, 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 keep it. Donald Trump is unpopular. Extremely. Not in the Republican Party, but I saw a chart yesterday. Donald Trump and Joe Biden, each of them had approval ratings in the 30s. In disapproval ratings in the 50s. The American people hate both of those guys. Hate them. These are uncomfortable truths, but it's the truth in front of us. I don't deny that. What I'm saying is that doesn't mean we surrender. What that means is we begin working on the people. We work at a base level on the people. That's what I'm saying. Now, as far as what you're talking about them destroying energy grids and things like that, look, I've never put a sunny face on that. I understand that there are things we have to prepare for. Why do you think I tell you to buy emergency food all the time? Why do you think I tell you to buy gold, ammunition, water? Why do you think I tell you to make basic preparations? Don't discount the food thing, by the way. I don't care how much ammo you have. If you're starving to death, it means nothing. Go to My Patriot Supply and get yourself a kit. Just have a kit ready. When they have them prepped and ready to go, that's the place you want to rely on. Some of this stuff, 25-year shelf lives, man. 2,000 calories a day. Get a kit for everyone who lives in your home. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. And if you wouldn't mind, don't tell anybody about it. Your friends don't need to know. You don't need to put it on social media. Just keep that to yourself. Don't even tell me. I don't want to know. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com and get emergency food, because we are probably facing some rocky times like that. All right? Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll finish these up, do headlines that I didn't get to, then we checking out of here. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, you need to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It is upon us. It's basically a holiday, and tomorrow is a holiday, the Marine Corps birthday, the most important holiday we have, except for, you know, Easter and Christmas and stuff. Anyway, get your questions emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Do you hear Joe Manchin's retiring?
After months of deliberation and long conversation.
Yeah, no one cares. He's retiring. No one cares. He sucks anyway. He sold us out a million different times while pretending to be some kind of moderate to hang on to his seat there in West Virginia, which is hardcore red now, and he could read the writing on the wall, and that's the only reason he's retiring. Good riddance, Joe. Tracy in Florida, go.
Yes, I am most grateful for my Savior that has provided me redemption. His name is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, and he's alive. And the good news is anybody else can have that redemption as well, because we're all sinners, but we need his forgiveness. We need to admit we're sinners. So even a garbage person like a Hamas leader or any Hamas person or any protester that is going along with them, they can receive that forgiveness too, but they have to admit that they're...
That's true. Seth, St. Louis, go.
Yeah, Jesse, I'm grateful that we were able to go to Israel when we did.
Yeah, and, no doubt. Boy, we timed that one up right, didn't we, Seth?
Yes, we did. And we were you were talking about government waste the other day. How about the $85 billion worth of equipment we left up in Afghanistan?
Oh, that's criminal. Oh, arming our worst enemies. God, I'm so stinking mad about that. I'm still spitting. Jim, Connecticut, go.
I'm most grateful for that the Republican Party should start going after recruiting the largest growing voting bloc in America, illegal aliens. Go Buchanan, go.
Cindy, Wisconsin, go.
Hey, Jesse, I'm really grateful for a couple things. One, my family. I haven't talked to some of them for years, and I was able to the other day, and it was wonderful. The second thing is I'm grateful for my friends who are so good to me, even though I'm disabled, like Joaquim. And third thing is I'm grateful, and I know you don't want to hear this, but it's for you, because you're able to make me laugh in my darkest times. So thank you. Thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am. Johnny, finally, Jersey, go.
Pure Talk customer, Jesse. Put some suppressive fire on that MG-42 in the bell towers or the
bazooka. Yes, sir. Go, boss.
As crazy as it may sound, I am grateful for torn rotator cuffs. Since I've been out of work, I've been picking up my 14-year-old daughter in eighth grade from school in the afternoon, learning about what she's been learning, and the Constitution ain't one of them, sadly. But it's great to sit down on a daily basis, say grace, and have dinner together. I have every intention of showing up at some school board meetings and find out why the Constitution isn't in the grammar school curriculum, while personally going over the framework with my daughter.
She already knows that, man. You cannot, You cannot get those days back. I friggin' love that. You know what else you can't get back? Think about how many times you've showered in your life and how many times you've dried off with an inferior towel. You can't get that time back. Drying off after a shower, it only happens once a day. Shoot, if it's Chris, it happens once a week. You don't get that time back. Go get some My Towels from My Pillow. You've already cheated yourself for the beginning of your life. You don't have to cheat yourself for the rest of your life. Right now, they're 50% off six-piece towel set. You get them as low as $29.98. Upgrade to the premium line for just $20 more. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. All right? Don't cheat yourself anymore. Go get some My Towels from My Pillow.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
CNN cuts ties with Gaza-based photographer who was with the others on scene at the Hamas attack. I had initially kind of dismissed this story as being maybe too outlandish to be true, but it looks like there were multiple reporters who were filming the attacks live. And now somebody I saw this morning, and I tried to get verification, and I got what I consider to be a mostly verified picture. One of these journalists is pictured holding a grenade. Why does he have a grenade? You know why? Because journalists are terrorists. Joe Biden gets a new 2024 headache. Dr. Jill Stein, that Green Party nut job, is running as a third-party candidate. I don't think that's a headache for Joe Biden. One of these hippie freaks always ends up running because they're not one of the major parties. They really don't catch on. Ross Perot's really the only third-party guy I ever saw do anything. I think RFK Jr. actually does have an opportunity to grab, you know, 10% of the vote. And that's, of course, going to be disastrous for us, but it is what it is. U.S. Supreme Court leans toward allowing domestic violence gun curbs. Well, the devil's in the details on these things. It all depends on what exactly they're allowing. Are we talking about accusations and you're taking away people's gun rights? That's usually what they're talking about. Never a good idea, especially in this day and age. FBI repeatedly door knocks the home of Publica's investigative journalist and demands to meet over reporting on alleged Hamas training camp at the U.S.-Mexico border. Why is the FBI pounding on the door of journalists so often? Remember when the FBI kicked in the door of the journalists in New York when they had Joe Biden's daughter's diary that alleged some pretty serious and gross things about Joe Biden? I remember. L.A. coroner investigator allegedly stole items including cash, crucifix, and necklaces off of dead bodies. Let's be frank. I'm glad we have people who work with dead bodies, people at funeral homes and coroners, but you've got to be a little off to do a job like that, do you not? What kind of a person does a job like that? If you do a job like that, I want you to email me and tell me why. Also, don't forget to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. George Soros' Open Society Foundation plays dumb on funding radical pro-Hamas groups. Yes, remember, it's all one group. There aren't separate groups. You can tell because the same people's names keep popping up every single time they look into the funding of these groups. Isn't it wild that it's always this tech commie or this big billionaire commie who happens to spread his money all across all the separate different groups? And it's not just George Soros either. This is how these people work, because the group is never actually the group. They're all just commie front groups, different flavors, different fingers of the same communist fist. New York City Racial Equity Commission head Linda Tegani linked to group pushing for independent black nation on U.S. land. Don't worry. I'm sure she's going to give you a fair shake in New York. All right. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Email me your questions and we'll have fun. That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.